Oh yeah, remember this. Remember this thing? I used to help Grandpa do this. Remember, he'd build a thing, and it was an X-shaped here and an X-shaped here, and he had it hooked together, and you lay a log up on top of it to saw it?
Yeah.
What do you call that thing?
Scaffold.
Scaffold. What about a saw buck? You ever call it a saw buck? A buck saw? I can't figure out what he called it. Man, I used to, remember I used to help him get out and saw.
Yeah,
saw
I know. And he, when he sawed his sawed wood up, just him by himself, he'd take the cross cut saw and he'd take the handle off and the other end of it, you know, saw it up by himself.
Okay. What do you use to, what
see,
do you
we
use
have wood floor in the
morning. Fix your hair every morning.
Every morning?
Yeah.
Brush, hair brush.
You use comb?
Hardly ever.
You always had a brush and comb sound there on your dresser all your life.
Yeah.
You never used a
comb
much.
Well, I have used a comb a lot, but not too much.
Okay. Remember Grandpa used to shave with straight razors all the time?
Yeah.
What he called the thing he sharpened his razor with? It was made out of
leather. It was made out of leather.
Yeah.
What did he call it? Yeah, razor sharpener is all I can think of.
Was it a...
Yeah, they
made out of leather.
Was it a strop?
Yeah.
Leather strop?
Yeah, leather strop.
Is that what Grandpa called?
Yeah.
Leather strop?
I hung it up on the wall.
Yeah, I remember you had it, yeah. I remember him taking his razor blade.
Yeah.
But what did he call it, man? He called it a leather strop.
Yeah, leather strap.
Did he call it a strop or a strap?
Strap, I guess. I don't know. Leather strap or something.
I wish you'd say that thing. I like to have that. You ever seen one?
Lord, I don't know, whatever.
I see when they have them right now. If you go to a barber shop, they have them.
Oh, yeah, on the chair, you know, they
yeah. I don't know what went with that. Were there one of the boys that got it in the...
Okay, Granny. When Grandpa went hunting, what would he call the things that he shot out of his gun?
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, the water. Yeah.
Well, if he had a 22, it'd be a bullet.
So you call them bullets.
Uh-huh.
What if he had a shotgun?
They call it shotgun shells. What we always call it.
So it was shells. If it was a shotgun,
shells,
but it's a bullet.
Shotgun shell.
Did he do a lot of hunting?
Well, not a lot. He did when he was young.
Boy, he did a lot of wandering in the woods, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He liked the woods. He just loved the woods.
He'd take the two dogs that we had and go out in the woods after he got disabled to work and just walk around through the woods. And he had that heart, you know. And he'd say, now, I'm going up this holler, and I'm coming back down this one over here. And if I don't get back in a certain time, he always told me when he went off, how many hours it'd be gone, what time he'd be back. And says, if I'm not back, says, you can find me by the dogs. Says, they always tree a squirrel or something off from me, but they come back to me. And they would never leave him. They'd always stay with him.
Isn't that amazing? Did you ever let the dogs in your house with you? Did they ever live in the house?
Not them. They didn't. They stayed in the hall. Now he slept out in the hall one summer, all summer until it got real cold. Had to have a quilt over it. And I had a dog named Susan one sunny, and Susie'd lay down right beside of the cot where he slept, and he'd put his hand on him, let him know he was there, and he'd lay there all night by him.
Granny, what would you call it if you had a pistol? What would you call the things you shot out of a pistol?
Well, that'd be shells.
Pistol shells.
Pistol shells. Mm-hmm.